Andrew Bird plays virtually every instrument on his new recording but drums. The one you notice first is the electric violin. Andrew Bird's new CD is called The Mysterious Production of Eggs. Bird also has another master talent, which goes well with his last name and the title of the recording. He whistles. Andrew Bird is in NPR Chicago Bureau. Welcome to the program, Andrew.
Thank you.
How long have you been whistling?
Since I was about 5 or 6. I think I remember my grandmother trying to teach me how to whistle. But I don't remember the moment I actually started. I just do it incessantly all day long.
Do you add electronics to it? Do you enhance it in any way?
I might put a little reverb on it.
Mm-hmm.
It always likes reverb. But I treat it like a instrument, really.
Was violin your first instrument?
Yeah, I started when I was 4. I guess the first non-classical thing I was exposed to was probably South Indian violin, different types of gypsy violin and Irish music, and then I found Stephan Gappelli and Django Reinhardt and that early jazz stuff and took it from there. I've been essentially amplifying it since I was in a rock band when I was 19, but in the last 3 years I started looping the strings, the pizzicato and the arco, and creating string sections live using a looping pedal.
My skin is white as parchment, dialed in a downtown office building where the air is tight.
I read in the press release about you and this recording that you scrapped it 3 times.
Yeah, I started working on these songs 4 years ago when I decided to move out of Chicago and live in a barn where I built a studio and a living space on a farm in western Illinois. My original plan was to have this place to work and to have a certain amount of solitude, but I thought I was going to bring my band out there and make a record like I'd always done, but just have my own studio now. But it turned into something I couldn't have really predicted, where, you know, a typical day out there involves, you know, getting up, going out to the chicken shack, getting a couple of eggs, making an omelet, making coffee, and then just having no interruptions whatsoever, total solitude, to just obsess and experiment all day long. And I would do this for days on end, and suddenly I couldn't replace any of that with a band. I got so used to the full control of everything.
When do you write your lyrics?
Usually after I write the melody. I tend to write them when I'm trying to entertain myself, like long drives between shows or in airports. I don't get much into games or crossword puzzles, but it's kind of what it is for me. I sort of play with words and ideas, and they eventually kind of find their way into the nooks and crannies of the melodies.
Get out your measuring cups and we'll play a new game. Come to the front of the class and we'll measure your brain. We'll give you a complex and we'll give it a name.
When I first started working on this record, and all throughout I had this sort of image of this sort of child protagonist along the lines of Where the Wild Things Are, kind of wandering through this bizarre adult landscape, and all these sort of scientists and different forces are trying to impose things, trying to take the fun and mystery out of that childhood.
Hmm.
And we're fighting back. We're trying to hold on to that mystery.
Send me happy birthday. I mean, 'cause hell, what's it all about?
The song, the Happy Birthday song, in the liner notes is illustrated by what looks like a cup of coffee with a candle, miraculously, standing upright in the middle of it. But each one of the songs is illustrated by a gentleman whose name is Jay. Is it Jay Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, how did this collaboration come
about? He's a poster artist in Chicago who I've known for years and has done a number of show posters. And it's sort of how I got introduced to the Chicago music scene was more through the visual aspect of it, and a number of print artists and poster makers that would do show posters for you. And we just got together, and he listened to the songs, and we would just sit around and joke about the songs, like what they meant, and he would be sketching, and it was a perfect collaboration.
Were there illustrations that kind of surprised you after the fact?
I have a favorite one. Yeah, it's Tables and Chairs, the sort of cute animals on fire.
Yeah, eating a pie.
With the apocalypse in the background, like rubble and burned out buildings. It surprised me, but it also like just made me laugh, you know.
Well, it's true to, I mean, he takes some of the lyrics and then kind of doesn't reduce them to the absurd. He kind of brings it up to the extreme when you write, I know we're going to meet someday in the crumbled financial institutions of this land. There will be tables and chairs, pony rides and dancing bears. There'll even be a band.
We're going to live on our wits. We're going to throw away survival kits. Dread butterfly knives for Adderall. And that's not all. Oh, there will be snacks, there will. There will be snacks, there will be.
You mentioned the puzzle-like aspect of what it is that you do, and you actually have a puzzle song, sort of, I guess you could call it, Fake Palindromes.
Yeah, that was a particularly long drive between Tallahassee and Charleston, South Carolina, and I travel by myself, so long drives, and I've got to keep myself awake and entertained, so I started making up fake palindromes, because you only have so much energy to really devote. If you tried to do real palindromes, that would be too exhausting. So,
now remind the puzzle challenged what a palindrome is.
Oh, it's a phrase that reads forward and backwards, like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Gotcha.
And they all have this, if you look at a list of palindromes, they all have a similar kind of cadence to them. So I just sort of took the cadence, the way they seem to read, and I made something that, you know, late at night in a bar, maybe no one would bother to check if it was a real palindrome or not.
My dewy heart is in Broadwater's tribe, swapping your blood with formaldehyde. What monsters are talk, monsters who walk the earth.
What does the title mean? Mysterious production of eggs. Where'd that come from?
That comes from a magic catalog from like the turn of the century. It's called like Henny's Book of Wonders. And there were two pages. One was the Bowl of Fire, which was a bowl with lighter fluid, which is what I named my band years ago. And the other page was the Mysterious Production of Eggs. And there was such a great way they made these sort of ordinary novelty items seem really sensational. So the Mysterious Production of Eggs was too cumbersome for a band name, but it kept popping up, especially with my fascination with flightless birds, and having chickens, one becomes fascinated. They're very mysterious.
Right? I thought maybe the title, The Mysterious Production of Eggs, sort of comes from this whole idea of, you know, if you want to know how, you really don't want to know how a record album is made. You know, it's this mysterious production of something that you intend to be this, like, perfect object.
Yeah, trying to encapsulate this whole record, these songs I've been working on for so long and have been so elusive to record. The title is just sort of celebrating how bizarre. Where did these songs come from? I have no idea. I can't tell you.
Andrew Bird, his CD on Righteous Babe Records is called The Mysterious Production of Eggs. He joined us from our Chicago bureau. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
You can hear full audio cuts from Bird's CD and see J. Ryan's artwork from the CD packaging on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.